Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. I have a damaged vocal box, which is why I sound so cool. I've injured my vocal cords. But if you've just joined us this week, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
Well, I think the most important question is, when are you dropping your acoustic indie album?
Honestly, I'm working on it right now.
But if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. So we do have a class this month, and that class is going to be with Chelsea Selby of Baby Witch Soaps, and it's going to be on bath magic, and that's going to be on February 22nd. We're very excited about it because, I mean, who doesn't love like a good nice hot bath?
It's literally going to be so fun. Like, I'm so jazzed about it.
Yeah.
And as a reminder, if you haven't seen our social media or listened to any episodes in the last couple of months, Maria and I are going to be at the Windy City Paranormal Fest in June. It is in Chicago. It's a two-day festival. We are going to be one of the main stage performers. We're going to be doing a live episode, and we're going to be doing tarot readings, selling merch. We hope you guys come and see us. That would be so fun.
Yeah, come see us. It would be so nice to meet some of you. And I forgot to mention, if you want to, let's say you want to enter a story, but you don't want to have to type it all out, you're better at leaving voice notes. We actually have a voicemail service that you can call and leave us your stories. And we can piece, you know, your story together because they only allow, 1 minute intervals for recording.
3 minutes. So, 3 minute intervals.
3 minutes? Oh, okay. Yeah. So just call us back if I cut you off and we'll do, you know, we'll put it all together for you. And
we'll do a little podcasting magic, splice it together. I will say that my voice right now is so unbelievably sexy and hot that it makes me want to do the Smelly Cat song.
You should smelly sign cat, off the podcast with cat. That. But if you wanted to leave us that voicemail, the number to reach us is 351-207-0799. Okay. Well, due to Robin's vocal cords and beautiful, gorgeous, raspy voice,
I'm eating olive oil right now. I'm literally eating olive oil to try to help heal and coat my throat. I'm doing honey too, but if it's not local, I get allergies with it because of pollen.
Yeah.
And they were out of local honey at the store. So I was doing honey, and now I'm presently doing olive oil.
Honestly, that sounds like heartburn.
Which is cool. I'm not sick anymore, which is the good part. I went to the doctor yesterday. I'm not sick. I have literally just injured my vocal cords because when I was sick, I was coughing so much.
Yeah.
So I get to sound really cool, and I'm hoping that with the steroids that they gave me, I'm going to be really buff and really in shape. I'm hoping that my testicles shrink. And then I also sound better. So there's a lot of goals here. A lot of layers.
I don't know. I really want to hear what's stirring your cauldron with that voice next week.
It's so bad. We're going to a baby shower this weekend for one of my best friends. And I had to tell her, I am not sick. We went to the doctor. I got full screening. I can show it to you if you want. It is my vocal cords are damaged. I was checked for everything because pregnant women are lower immune system, and I don't want her to
freak out. And,
freak out, which would be super valid for her to freak out. So I'm like, these are my tests. I'm not sick. I just hurt my voice box.
Well, we hope that you feel better soon. Well, that your voice starts sounding good again.
I literally said to the doctor, she was like, yeah, you've like injured your larynx or whatever. And I was like, cool. It's not like I talk for a living.
Neo. And we all know Robin, you know, being a Leo moon, like, you know, you love to talk. It's like,
I don't. I'm like the quietest one here.
Robin's going to end up having to go to the doctor like next week, and they're going to be like, full vocal rest. Stop.
Oh my god, I'm trying really hard. I've been like getting my crafts done, and I've been making my husband discipline the kids so I don't have to. So I'm trying.
I'm so proud of you for trying.
Thank you.
Well, should we listen to some stories?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
Hello, ladies. My name is Paula, and I have a couple of spooky ghost stories that I thought you guys might get a kick out of. I kind of have a potty mouth, and I'm very sarcastic, so hopefully the first thing, if that happens, isn't going to be an issue, but I will try my best. So I'll try to go with my semi-most recent one. When I first met my husband, I ended up moving up to the town where I currently live, which is a beach community in Southern California, kind of an older town. And they do ghost tours, which are, you know, basically historical tours. And I've done a couple, and the guy who ran them has written a bunch of books, actually, about his paranormal experiences, blah, blah, blah. So we went on a tour for the old original city hall and courthouse for the town. Beautiful building. Kind of excited to learn the history. So I'm going with my husband and my mother-in-law and my aunt-in-law, I guess you could say. Anyway, so we're going through. Nothing spooky happening. You know, not that I pick up on vibes and stuff, but sometimes I kind of do. And then there was a part where we were down on the bottom floor, and the docent was talking about some kind of fancy archway, architectural, blah, blah, blah. So the massive crowd just, you know, shuffles themselves in there. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want to be crammed up with strangers touching me. I'm good. So I stayed kind of behind, still inside. And 90% of the lights are off in the entire building. And one of the other docents, who happened to be the main guy's wife, said in the beginning of the tour that she has abilities, kind of left a little blank. Their daughter was also with them, an adult daughter who was kind of a side host, I guess. So I'm standing kind of near them, and I see them both whispering to each other, kind of pointing down this long, dark hall, and just kind of going back and forth, and they're pointing and talking, trying to be quiet. And I said, oh, you know, did you guys see something? And they're like, well, kind of hesitant. They're like, there's some movement down at the end of the hall. And it's dark, but you can still kind of see. And I look at these giant double doors to like another room way down this hall, and there's something moving. Can't see like shape, but you see movement. It's just barely light enough to see movement. And I was like, oh shit, like, okay, this is happening. And I wasn't quite sure, like, are my eyes playing tricks on me? I still wasn't very sure. So, not even a minute later, I'm standing there still inside, and all of a sudden, this weird rush comes over my body. And this is going to be hard to describe. It was only about just my torso. And all of a sudden, the best way I can describe it, it felt like every single molecule in my body was buzzing, just moving around. And the only way I can really describe, so that other people could kind of understand, is like, it felt like what a static television looks like. Like, you know, you have a channel, it's that black and white snow or whatever. Like, that's what my entire torso felt like. It wasn't painful. I can't describe, but it was the craziest thing. And I just stood there like, holy shit, this is really happening. And it lasted, I mean, maybe a minute, if that, but it was long enough for me to be like, whoa, okay, okay, there's something going on here. Like, oh, okay. And then my voice got all high. And I was like, whoa, okay. You know, this is happening. And then just like that, it just went away. And nothing else happened that night. I've never had anything like that since. And I'm really curious as to what the heck that was. So
it was me.
Didn't feel negative. Didn't feel scary or bad. It was just really funky. And yeah, so just thought I'd share with that. Love you guys. Bye.
She has one more addition.
Hi, it's Paula again.
Yeah, it's a different story.
Stories, like I said. So now I'm in sharing mood. So this one maybe happened right around 2020. I had had an elective surgery. And I was home recovering, and I was laying in bed, just kind of still groggy from the surgery. And my husband and my daughter, who was maybe, I don't know, 3 at the time, maybe, were downstairs outside in the backyard. I think my husband was like painting the fence or some shit. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm kind of laying there, kind of half in, half out, awake, and you know, ice pack on my head, had a headache from the meds. And then this was during the day. And then from my bathroom, which is a little bit farther away, our house layout's funky. I have in our bathroom, the counter is like, I think it's granite, not marble, can't afford that, but something of a stone. And I have all kinds of little boxes and little stuff because I'm extra on my sink there. And all of a sudden I hear, it sounds like someone is barely moving like one of my little glass boxes or like the toothbrush holder or something, but it's just so lightly clanking on the counter. And I was like, what the heck is that? Like, and I realized, I'm like, it's not a pattern. It's kind of random, almost like a cat was batting at something and it was kind of shifting and clinking, but both my cats had already passed on at that time. So it wasn't a cat that was there. And it kept happening. And I was like, oh my God, like, what the heck is that? And then later that day, my husband came in to check on me. And I'm like, dude, something's going on in the bathroom. And I told him about it. And my husband's a skeptic. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then I believe it was later that night or the next evening, we just got into bed, lights were off, we were just settling down, we were still kind of awake, and the noise starts. And I'm like, babe, do you hear it? Do you hear it? And he's like, oh my God. He goes, I hear it. And then we both kind of panic a little bit. And then I was like, well, what is it? Go look. He's scaring my husband, go do. And he turns on the light and nothing was there. It only did it for a day or so after my surgery, I was recovering, and it never happened since. And I do have another story that I'm debating about sharing, but I don't know if y'all are probably sick of me yet. So anyway, thank you guys. Bye.
Paula, call us back. Tell us your other story.
Yes, please. I'm invested now.
I'm invested. Call us and back, Paula.
I like the first story where... she explained like the whole like static electricity from, you know, like the old TVs. There's nothing else that explains that better. Like
this
that
is something
feeling, like,
that Gen Z will never know. And this is not their fault unless they like, I don't know, had a grandparent that like never updated their technology, is the feeling of static from a television and like doing that thing where you kind of keep your hands.
You know,
that
smell,
and like putting
smell.
Your hands just like slightly away from it, and like the statics, like seeing how far you could get your hand away before the static would stop.
Yeah.
So
but, I've felt that before, and it's very, you have to know. So you're like, if you experience, it's so funny the correlation between those two things. It really does describe it very well.
So
and I
good.
Like how, like, in the second story about, like, you know, just had this elective surgery and, like, you know, trying to heal and stuff. It had to, like, if it only happened while healing, it had to have been, like, guides or something just, like, watching over. Like, I feel like sometimes guides, like, go through the motions of, like, oh, maybe some water, you know, go get some water. But they really can't. So it's, like, the spirit's, like, you know, trying to, you know, help, but they don't really, you know, they're not corporal, so they're doing what they can, which is very cute.
Doing what they can, aren't we all, sister? All right, let's do another one.
Hey, Coffee and Cauldron, my name is Nicole, and just in time for spooky season, I have a ghost story for you. Or it's actually a series of ghost stories featuring one ghost. So in 2000, the year 2000, I had just moved into a new house. My family and I were renting a house, and I was just excited because I was 15 and I was going to have my own room for the first time. So I overlooked a lot of weird things about this house because I had my own room and it didn't matter. And so, like, I knew the house was kind of weird. Like, it was always cold in there, and this is Southern California where it's not cold, like, ever. So I just kind of ignored it. But this was, you know, before cell phones. So, like, we had phones attached to the wall. And I would, it's, like, really easy for me to overhear my mom have conversations with her friends. And my mom has always attracted things. So I was, like, used to things following my mom around for a while. But she was on, I heard her on the phone with her friend one day talking about how somebody was petting her at nighttime. Like, my mom was going through a hard time, and apparently, like, we had an entity in the house that was, like, showing compassion to my mom and petting her face and ringing bells and leaving pictures around the house, which I did see the pictures, and I'm assuming it was a picture of the person that died. And I completely overlooked all of it, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not living in a haunted house. Like, there's no way. Like, this, whoever lives here is only going to talk to my mom and, like, leave the rest of us alone. So I'm like, whatever, things pet my mom. Okay. And so I just learned to ignore it. And then I found out from the neighbors how our resident ghost had died. And I found out that it was in my bedroom, the bedroom that I was super excited to be having because it was my friend, you know, the first time I'd ever had my own bedroom. And I just ignored it. And but I swear, like, sometimes when I was trying to go to sleep at night out of my, in the corner of my eye, I could swear that I could see this ghost trying to get my attention, but she never approached me. So I just ignored it. I would literally just hide under the covers and try to ignore it and pretend that it wasn't there. I'm like, nope, no, no, this ghost does not exist. I don't live in a haunted house. I don't share my room with a ghost. My first time ever having my own room, I do not share it with a ghost. So I just ignored it. And so this one night, it was my junior year winter formal. I had gotten super dressed up. Oh, sorry. I thought my time was going to cut off. We'll see. Anyway.
And then it did.
Okay. Hi, it's Nicole again. I knew I was going to get cut off. Anyways, I was getting ready for my junior year winter formal. I got super dressed up. I got my hair done. I'd never been fancier in my entire life. And I was really excited to be going to my winter formal. And I was in my room, my haunted room, but I pretended it wasn't haunted. And I was standing at my dresser, which faced outside, like it faced the window. So I was looking outside basically. And I was putting on my earrings. Like, it was the finishing touch. I'd already gotten dressed. My shoes were on. I was just putting my earrings on. And I had a strappy dress. Like, it had like crisscross straps on the back. And so I'm putting my earrings on. And I feel a finger, like, come up underneath one of the straps on my back and, like, slide up the strap like it was untwisting it. And I remember I stopped and I smiled because I thought it was my mom. My mom was she always had, or still does, I think. Well, maybe not postmenopause, but at the time, she always had cold hands and feet.
And so I just figured it was my mom, like, you know, because it was my first time getting super fancy. So I figured she was just, you know, fixing my dress for me. So I'm like, oh, it's my mom. And that's so sweet. And then I turn around to like give her a hug and there was nobody there.
Fuck that.
And I was like, oh my gosh, it was the coach. She just touched me. And so I screamed and I called for my mom and she comes running in. She's like, oh my gosh, what? I'm like, isn't this coach? She just touched me. I'm like starting to cry. And I'm like, I can't cry. I've got my makeup done. I can't cry. And so she was like, it's okay. It's okay. The ghost is friendly. You don't need to worry. And so I'm like just completely buzzing and freaking out. And I'm like, I had to calm myself down because I was about to go like get in the limo and go to my winter formal, you know? So just pretended that it didn't happen, but like it stuck with me ever since because she actually touched me and it felt benevolent, like it was cold. And you know, once I realized it wasn't my mom, it was freaky. And I'm like, oh my god, she touched me, and it was like very generous. But I didn't know what to think about that. So anyways, we didn't rent that house for very long, and when we moved out, we heard a story from our previous neighbors that still lived across the street from the haunted house. And apparently the night that we moved out, the resident ghost freaked out and put on this crazy light show where she like turned on every single light in the house one at a time. Oh my God. And then all at once lit the entire house up like a blazing star. And then everything just went dark. And then as far as I know, nobody heard from his ghost again. So I don't know if us leaving like set her off, but she haunted that house no more after that. Guys,
that's like so sad.
I know. I like the, honestly, I thought the strap part was really sweet and just like, I don't know. Oh, that's so sad.
Literally.
She enjoyed your guys' company. And it, you know, some people
she
don't
has
like,
one, she's got one more little 10 second thing. Hold on. Let's listen to what she has to say.
It's Nicole again. I know I just finished my story, but I got cut off right at the very end. I just wanted to say, like, thank you for listening. I love the show. And happy spooky season. Bye.
A little past spooky season. But
we didn't get to listen to a lot of these during spooky season because Maria got really sick. Now listen to me. Fucking rattling chains. Whoa, I'm the resident ghost. My God.
But yeah, I really think the spirit, like, it was just like, oh my gosh, these people can sense me and stuff, you know, and they form that attachment, that bond, and you know. Oh, but that's so sad. Like, literally, the light show at the end.
That is all the stories that we have got time for today. So yeah, thank you all so much for sending us these stories. Please send us more. Yeah. We have a lot more to catch up on because we're a little behind, but we want to hear your stories. So please send them to us. Maria, can you, with a clear voice, remind our listeners what our voicemail is?
Our voicemail is 351-207-0799.
3 minute max. So call back when we'll smash them all together. That being said, thank you for sending us your stories, everyone. Nicole and Paula, love them. Paula, call us back. We want to hear your other story.
Yeah. And thank you so much, you guys, for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episodes. Check out on our website for links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcultures.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics you would like the community to hear. And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon. Or Spotify, anything. If you can leave a review, just leave it. Just leave it. That would be all. Please. But yeah, on our Patreon, we share articles, a special part 2 exclusive episode, and have a spell of the month box and a Discord. But yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye, witches.
Bye.